Woo! Welcome back to Hour 2. This is your lunch break with Ray Nitty and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, located in downtown Milwaukee from 3rd Street Market Hall, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. We flowing now, big baby. Hey, that felt real good, man. Super pause, but we glazing. You feel what I'm talking about? You picking up what we putting down over here?
Hey.
Church. Man, but we're talking about the governor's race, y'all. It's time to get serious. It's time to get serious. We four weeks away. We 4 weeks away. Droppers. They like the droppers. They like droppers. we gonna keep droppers. Shouts out to the chat, man. Y'all grew with us, man, because y'all was tough on us first, but now y'all done adopted us as cousins.
Right. Y'all all right. Right. All
right. We took them blows. We took them. That sound crazy. But pause for the cause. Sunday night, Rodriguez fired her campaign manager, Kara Spencer, trusted aide since 2021, citing serious mismanagement and inaccuracies in campaign finance filings. Monday's press release, donations were double counted and some expenses went unreported, meaning the campaign has hundreds of thousands less than she thought. So roughly right now to run, this is why I just be, bro, I want y'all to take it.
Follow the money.
You feel me? These fisheye fools, man, I'm sick of this. So now, roughly, she got 200K on cash. She got 200,000 cash on hand. She found out when her... Oh, my God. She found out when the $1 million TV ad buy never aired. I can't even read any more of this.
Oh, God.
For context, she got 200 bands in the bank right now. Obviously, more donations will come in. I'm sure they'll figure out how to generate more donations, right? But I want y'all to, a month before the primary, you got 200 bands. 200,000. For context, when I ran for 4th District Alderman, that's downtown Milwaukee, if you don't know the borders, that's from Prospect to about 35th Street. And approximately from Valet to about St. Paul, if I'm not mistaken. That's roughly the borders, right? Shannon, I spent $12,000, maybe $18,000 on my campaign, something like that, right? That's how much we raised. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They were scared to donate.
Yeah.
The incumbent, the 20-year incumbent, I ran it. Come on now. You see where I'm going? You see where I'm going with this, right? For Alder, the incumbent that I ran against spent like $190,000+. Close to $190,000. Compared to my maybe 18. So she don't...
How much would you say is needed for this type of race, though?
I mean, she spent them. She was trying to spend. She was trying to spend $1 million on radio ads, on TV ads.
Man.
So her defense is transparency is leadership. Most people are not going to stand in front of this many cameras and talk about fixing an error. Opponents said Vance Barnes-Camp called it gross mismanagement and so forth. And it's gonna be that time now where everybody's going to be taking shots and so forth, right? And everybody got a glass house that somebody could throw some stones at in this race. And that's why sometimes, that's why sometimes, like, politics, like, it is frustrating. It gets frustrating to me. 833, somebody say she lying. 833-212-1017 is the number to call. How are you feeling about this governor's race right now? Who do you got? Who you supporting? Who you liking right now? I know it's somebody for everybody, they say. 833-212-1017 is the number to call. We would love to know your thoughts right now on everything that is going on with this not just Sarah, right? Because it's all types of things, as we stated. And maybe we say that for the next segment, but there is a rumor that has been going around. And this is where I feel like, is this even important? Like, why do things like these get dropped? Well, we know why, right? But why is this important? And I'm only talking about it because somebody else talked about it. But the claim is that Hong and Barnes previously dated. And it didn't end well. Yeah, that's what allegedly. And it didn't end well. And it comes from, let's keep this in mind, comes from one conservative opinion outlet citing unnamed sources. So let's take this stuff with a grain of salt, right? Like, but I guess my question is, does that matter? To somebody that's voting, does that matter that, or what part of it matters, if any of it should matter? It doesn't stay this a fact. You know what I'm saying? We not, like, does it matter? Does it, it doesn't have, my opinion, I don't think, what the chat's saying, Jasmine got the eyes. I just don't think that that matters. But, Shannon, we did talk about people thinking that candidates that have families and wives and kids, optically, it looks better, right? So,
right.
What's your thoughts?
So, are either of them married, or are they both single people?
To my knowledge, Mandela is single, and I do not think Fran is married, because I
think she's single too.
I think she's single too. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so two single grown adults. It don't matter. It don't matter. I feel like it does not matter when it comes to two single adults. Who they choose to date and spend their time with, as long as it doesn't affect what's going on politically. So if they were married, then it'd be more of a scandal. But right now it's just like, basically like hair salon chatter. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, oh, I heard he used to date her. I heard da da da. Like, it doesn't matter. Especially when you got some of these married politicians on them sites dressed up as busty blondes and getting caught in the motels with two men and two meth pipes. So when it comes to, on the grand scheme of things, I'm going to say it don't really matter.
I'll be having to check my facial expressions when Shannon says certain things.
What?
She like she like that. She like that expression. What I do? What did I do?
What did I do? What did I do?
But no,
seriously, did that not happen?
No, it happened. It happened.
Politician was in that motel with them two men's and meth, and he was a married man.
He was.
We had that other married man, the Republican dude that was talking about wholesome families and wanting to bring back like the wifely roles. Wasn't his wife shooting a dog in the backyard while he online dressed up as a busty blonde paying a foreign prostitute.
Christy Noem's husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
She stepped down from that
way
position.
Way bigger fish to fry.
She stepped down from that position so quick.
Way bigger fish than fry, you know?
She said way bigger fish than fries. Is that what you said?
Or two fry, I'm sorry. I did, actually. But I didn't mean to. But yeah, I just feel like two single people doing their thing, it happens, whatever. But we got married people doing wilder things.
Man.
Anywho.
So,
what do you think?
I think, in my opinion, I don't think that matters. Now, I don't know what the ended badly means, but I also don't necessarily think that's our business. If that's something they decide to share, then sure. I think, man, we have grown to a society where we feel entitled to everybody's business. Now, maybe people feel like because you are an elected official, your life should be an open book and so forth, because people are basing their vote on how, I guess, you live your family life or your single life or your married life. You know what I mean? How you treat your kids or something like that. But I feel like that's still like that's something if they decide to share it. If it ended bad, maybe they don't want that to be a defining story of their
and my thing is like it couldn't have been that bad if it was like it sounds like it might have been bad, but it don't sound like breaking news bad. You get what I mean? Like when it's just like yeah, it sucked that we broke up, whatever, and it wasn't even a public relationship, it just sounds more like sensational stuff right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't even sound like anything that affects what's actually happening. And like you said, people like the idea of like a family and kids and all of that stuff, and it looks good, but I feel like a lot of people are just tired of the what looks good and what's politically correct and what's like respectable. You know what I mean? People just want what's real. Like, come on, like let's cut out the extras, get to the facts.
Right. And I don't think, and maybe they have, but you know, I don't know if Wisconsin's, I'll take that back. Yes, they have. This says we never really had the bachelor governor conversation, but, I think we kind of did, right? So now they're saying, does the electorate still quietly accept first lady / first gentleman? Or is that like something we ain't looking at these days? Like, yo, we just want the best individual. We don't care if you married or if you single or if you have kids or not. 833-212-1017, that's the number to call. We'd love to get your stance. Do you care if your governor is single or married or dating or whatever? Do you prefer to see them? I would love to know what your all thoughts are on that. 833-212-1017. Don't forget you could send a text message in as well, and we would like to read your responses. Chat, what y'all think? You want your representative to be married, or none of that really matters to you? What you feeling, Shannon?
Man, like I said, I don't think that stuff matters. As long as like they're not out here looking crazy. Like I said, you got these married folks looking crazy, like doing outrageous things. So it's like as long as they're moving with like some type of like, what do you call it? Couth? Is that a good word to describe it?
Uh-huh.
Couth. Yeah, as long as they acting right. They ain't out in these streets acting a fool. They ain't out on water fighting in the middle of the streets. They ain't, we got enough to deal with. As long as it's respectful and like the relationships that they're in, it's like low key, it's not a bunch of craziness going on where it outweighs what's going on in the politics. I don't see what the issue is, like at all. Like there's no need to like focus on something as small as a person being married. As a matter of fact, maybe not being married and having kids and all of that is, look, just focus on, we got a lot of stuff to fix around here, okay?
Right.
Just focus on that. Throw your whole life into the work. Look, become a nun at this point, because look, we got too much to fix around here. You don't need to focus on nothing else.
Man.
Matter of fact, I don't want to see nobody doing nothing else but working.
Straight up, I still want to know.
These politicians don't need to do nothing.
Give me a politician that's not handing out no more road contracts until they finish the road contracts that they got. That's what I want. Not another highway closure.
That's all we ask.
Not until another pothole is filled. It's like it's enough work right now that don't nothing else need to be awarded until the work is done. Don't go anywhere. This is The Lunch Break on the award-winning the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What up, y'all? What up, y'all? What up, y'all? You are still punched in on your lunch break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. This is the lunch break. How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling all right, Ray.
Thank you, Shannon. Thank you,
Shannon. How you feeling over there, man?
Man, I'm on edge, man. I'm walking a fine line.
How you
right?
going?
It's a thin line between showing love and being fake.
Oh, Lord.
So
I'm scared.
But yeah, man, just to transition, man. So we're talking about from people trying to win power to a man who tried to buy a little mercy from it. Boosie bad. Can I finish? Can I say it all? No, I ain't gonna.
I don't think so.
Lil Boosie paid $600,000 for a pardon. And guess what he got, Shannon?
What he get, Ray? What he get?
I ain't gotta get that pardon boys from nothing.
Politician.
That boy said, I don't gotta get that country boy gotcha. Nothing. Dollar bill.
He said, gotcha, you biscuit eating bulldog.
Fish eyed fool. Man, they done got the mayor of the city, man. They said the deal.
Yeah, they got him.
I guess they are. He's facing sentencing on a federal gun charge. Boosie is named Torrance Hatch, paid $600,000 upfront in fall 2024 to political operatives Jacob Wohl and Jack Berkman, who pitched themselves like they had Trump on speed dial. What they promised him, Shannon? They promised him on New Year's Day. Boosie lawyers got a call claiming the pardon was already signed and just awaiting announcement. It never surfaced. A White House official says the clemency office never heard from Wohl or Berkman and that their involvement will actually hurt an application. Oh, my God. 600 bands. The fine print. The contract reportedly included a clause refunding $300,000 if no pardon came back by the deadline. A deadline that is, in one version, has already passed when he signed. The firm now disputes the refund clause exists and claims it's broke from prior legal fines. Boosie filed arbitration in March demanding his $300,000. This week he went off on X. You played with the wrong one. Ponzi scheme, says he's taking it to federal court. Meanwhile, he was separately sentenced. I'm not laughing at that. That sounds crazy. That was bad. He was separately sentenced to time served, supervised release, and a $50,000 fine, and still has a pardon application pending directly with the White House. What's your thoughts on that, Shannon?
Y'all gonna get enough of thinking y'all gonna scam the scammers, and then they got the complexion for the protection.
Come
so
on,
they
bro.
Gonna scam you, and you probably gonna get in trouble for even working with them. They said it looked bad actually having them involved. So you gonna go in front of these judges, and my prediction for this is he ain't getting nothing back. Man. And they ain't gonna get in trouble for doing it. They gonna look at him and be like, oh, whoop-dee-doo.
Man.
So they be thinking you run into these people, And they going to be the ones to protect you and really put you on to something. They going to play in your face and get away with it. And you can't play that hood stuff with them because you're going to go to jail.
They want you to. They want you to cut up.
If you want to.
They want you to cut up.
Really the robbers and the schemers. Look, look, you in a whole new arena now. And you thought you was doing something slick.
And then he still got, time served. Still had to pay a $50,000 fine on top of that. Mm-hmm. So here's a bigger question, right? I didn't know you could sell a pardon, fam. So. I'm just saying, if mercy got a price tag, fam, who all got it?
Ray, I feel like you know the answer to that question.
No, I don't. I don't
you
know.
You know who got you.
I don't know. I know. Who else got pardoned? Who all did Trump pardon? Trump had a list of, I know he pardoned hella January Sixers or something like that. Did
Lil Wayne get a pardon? All of them was pardoned.
I think Lil Wayne got a pardon from Trump, too.
I think Kodak Black even got a pardon.
Kodak Black did get a pardon, if I'm not mistaken.
And you see, he tweaking in the streets to this day.
What happened to Larry Hoover pardon? His didn't come through, huh? But his was because he was still federal. It was a state hold, too, I think. So, like, I think he was pardoned federally. But I think I can't remember if they said because something dealing with the state that he would still need to be pardoned by the state as well. I could be wrong on that, though.
I remember Joe Exotic thought he was going to get one that first round. So he had a limo outside waiting. Joe Exotic thought he was going home.
He was coming home. Joe Exotic was a wild boy.
He had a limo outside waiting. He was a wild boy. He's still mad about that pardon. Like, still in jail, too. Man.
So, yeah, he got scammed. But, like, do you think that's okay? You think people should be able to...
So, where did the money go?
P-I-M-P. Put it in my pocket.
You ain't no player.
Put it in my pocket.
You keep... Exactly. Keep playing with them folks.
They ain't had no intention. No intention of getting that man a pardon.
They probably say, look at this dummy. Look at this fool. He gonna send us the money, too. Look at him.
I love the poorly educated.
Look at my blacks. Look at my African Americans.
Look at me, blacks.
Oh my God.
His little bitty hands.
Condolingus rice. Oh man. But no, all jokes aside, like, who all else? Because obviously there's a presidential pardon, right? But then you got governors that give pardons too. A lot of times governors give pardons on their way out, or I think some of them give them while they actually sitting. Got to do better research on that to see how it goes. But do you think pardons should be able to be paid for? Should you be able to pay for a pardon and get freedom?
That's insane. That's actually insane. You would think, is that illegal?
You would think, right? I'm glad you said it, Shannon.
It feels illegal. It sounds illegal. It nothing about that sounds like it should be something that can be bought.
Like, oh yeah, I know you a predator, but if you give me 600 bands, I could call, you know what I'm saying? I could call DT and be like,
right,
hey bro, let my people go.
Right, come like, on.
Like,
you
bro.
Could be free. Like, then what's the law for?
I would love to know more about how does that work, and like, why is it that you could pay for a pardon? Because I'm almost sure we know Lil Wayne bought his pardon, because if I'm not mistaken, he sold like his catalog right before, like, he had got sentenced for something, if I'm not mistaken, right? And it was like immediately pardoned after that, if I can't remember. But if I'm not mistaken, he sold his catalog to whoever for whatever amount of dollars. And I thought it said it was like $250 million or something like that he sold his catalog for. So, I mean, what is your freedom worth? If you could afford it, what is your freedom worth? I don't think you should be able to. What you paying to get out, Shannon?
Listen, I ain't going to jail. I ain't doing nothing that's going to have me sitting down for that long. I got other things to do. And what's crazy is these people that be needing the pardons, for the most part, are people that have decent careers and have a little bread in their pockets. And it's like, why are you jeopardizing your freedom? And most of the time it's like gun charges or drug charges in places that you weren't supposed to have. You know what I'm saying? Like things that could have been easily avoided. It's not like these things fund your lifestyle anymore or anything like that. So it's just like, man, give me a bag and I'm gonna walk the straight and narrow. Y'all ain't gonna see me on nobody island, not Epstein, not none of that. I ain't finna be dog fighting. I ain't gonna be selling drugs. I ain't gonna be doing nothing. Look, I ain't even gonna have no firearms. I'm gonna have a security team for that. Like, I don't understand how most of these people even put themselves in the position to need a pardon. That's my take on it. As far as the January 6th people, they just...
Hey, they got out. They got pardoned, and a lot of them went right back to jail.
Most of them. And a lot of them for like crimes, sex. I mean, yeah
sex absolutely. Crimes. Sex crimes, child pornography, like all types of trying to.
Pardon the best of the best, I guess, huh?
Come on, man. Man, I got a question, Shannon. What's the worst thing that you've paid for that you never gotten? You can answer me when we come back from the bank.
Hey, whatever I pay. Okay.
What's the worst thing you have ever paid for and never received? And did you get your money back? Call us in, 833-212-1017. We would love to know, what is the worst thing that you have paid for and you didn't receive it, and did you get it back? And then we also are going to be talking about South Carolina's governor naming Lindsey Graham's sister to serve out the rest of his term. That's what I want to know, if that's illegal. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
That's crazy.
The award-winning truth.
All right. Welcome back to 101.7 The Truth. We are back at the lunch break. We are in hour two with Ray Nitty and Maybe Shannon. Like I said, make sure you hit the chat on YouTube and make sure you give us a call at 833-212-1017. And you know, Ray, with all this talking about being covered and trying to get pardons and whatnot, it got me thinking. Life is better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage, you're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you're building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you are free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey.
Yeah, make sure y'all covered. Y'all ain't gonna need that pardon, baby. Got insurance. Should have got some insurance. Oh, let me stop.
Some pardon insurance. Just in case. Life is better when you're covered. Oh, man. Hey, Shannon. South Carolina's governor names Lindsey Graham's sister to serve out his term. Lindsey Graham died in office Saturday at the age of 71. I was doing some research on this last night, Shannon. So I was just trying to get have a phone call and see if this is even.
Hold on, look, I had to sit up.
Man, you feel me? Jasmine said, "Isn't that bribery?" I'm thinking she's talking about the pardon stuff. That definitely sounds like bribery to me. Hey,
definitely illegal.
I gave you $600,000 if you give me my freedom, like.
And that's why he gonna go in front of the courts and they're gonna be like, so you're telling us you tried to bribe somebody? So not only, you know what, he might be facing new charges by the time this over. Let me stop.
I mean, is it bribery if you signed the contract?
I mean, yeah, because they don't have the authority to do that. It's just documented
bribery.
Yeah. So this is like, thanks for doing our, the investigation for us.
Damn.
Here's the ledger.
I need some investigation on this right here. So South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, I don't like that last name already. I don't like it. McMaster sounds racist. Says he's appointing Darlene Graham to finish the term of her late brother, former Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. That appointment would last, okay, just a few months. Graham was up for re-election this year and won his Republican primary just last month. Republicans who want to vie for the full term starting next year will run in a special primary election in August. So there we go. It is some sort of special primary. But I don't know if, like, you just appoint his sister? Like, it ain't like she was already doing something like that. You know what I'm saying? She got, like, little to no political background from what I've researched. So it's like,
they act like build stuff like that. Like my job here at the radio station. Like when I'm gone, I'm gonna just
straight up. It's like, all right, Chevy, you know, somebody passed, and I don't even want to know who passed. I don't even want to put that on nobody. But somebody passed, and they're like, Nitty and Shannon, y'all.
I like y'all show.
You know what? Y'all over Department DNR now. Y'all governor and lieutenant governor now.
I can see that. We can run some stuff. I ain't gonna lie, man. This program is nasty. Oof. It'll be a strict program around here. Exactly. Don't get me in charge of nothing.
I'll be
the road's gonna be fixed in. It ain't gonna be no Oreos.
Stay inside.
Hide your kids.
Hey,
hide
no nonsense. You hear me? I'm gonna be doing listen, hand to hand combat with whoever break the law.
Straight up, man. I want to know. I want to know. Did they break a law here? Is this a standard practice? Look, it says right here, Graham has never held elected office, but was a regular presence at her brother's campaign events.
They definitely
events.
Broke the law.
included a lot of people was a regular presence. What that even mean?
It's not like I'm qualified for a lot of positions that these people ain't doing, man. Like,
listen, I was at the hospital. Let me be a doctor.
How?
I was born at a hospital.
Is it too late to get in the governor's race? I got a family.
You're a regular presence, right?
I'm a regular presence.
You got a family too. You won.
Man. You know. I almost took it too far, Shannon. I almost did my dance. Graham also sits on the South Carolina State Workforce Development Board and is president elect of the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind. The Graham siblings had close relationships forged by the death of their parents just over a year apart. Lindsay was in college and Arlene was 13. It's not quite important. But yeah, I just try to figure out, man, that sounds like what Jasmine West says. That sounds just like throwing a person in a classroom with no teacher degree. Straight up. Nitty. Yeah. I need you to go teach.
You seen a classroom before? Look, Nitty, you seen a class before?
Right.
You had a regular presence in elementary school.
I had a regular attendance. You know, I was there. I was present. Yeah, but it's like
getting scary.
So I would wonder, my question is, would she have like power to pass policies? I'd be interested in what type of thing she pushes through before this term is up.
She ain't gonna be able to do nothing.
I mean, Republican, if I'm not mistaken, the Republicans lead control the Senate. So they probably like, we ain't gonna hold no special. We just gonna put her in there and keep that placeholder. It's almost like when Joe Biden or who was running, I think it was Joe Biden, that was like, we don't want you to appoint the Supreme Court judge because you're going out of office and you should allow that for the incoming president to appoint who they want as Supreme Court judge. So I wonder if it's like similar to like that, right? But the difference is you appoint a judge that actually has done judging. You ain't just like, you know what I'm saying? You done judged some stuff.
You've been
to
court before. You feel you was in traffic court. You might have done jury duty before. So I think, you know.
Come on. You got a choir robe.
So you like, got a speeding ticket before.
Like, I got a choir robe. Put me on the Supreme Court. Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church from back in the day. But, yeah, I just think, now, is there a world where, like, you have grace for it because it's a family member and it's kind of like, is that like, hell no.
Absolutely not. No. Wait, is this England?
Hey, man, trying to create conversation just because I know the answer.
That don't even sound, man.
Hey, man, you never know. Somebody might call in and be like, yeah, they just wanted to honor him and his family and so forth.
You know,
hey, y'all should have seen Zach's face. He was shaking his head so hard. Absolutely
like,
not.
Like, it really makes you wonder, where are we? It feels like we're in like the Twilight Zone or something. It genuinely does. Like, it's so much going on. Definitely. Like, but this is, you know what I was going to start talking about? This is the Matrix. This is what they want. We're too busy fighting for our lives and so much crazy stuff going on. It's almost so overstimulating. You like, you know what? Forget it. Do what y'all want to with the government. I don't care. Take it. Have it. I'm going to sleep for the next few years. God dang it. Goodness. Wake me up when it's all over.
So it says, even if Graham is swiftly sworn in, her brother's death could still complicate action in the Senate. He chaired the Budget Committee. That's important. Which would be responsible for setting up the process for a third-party budget line reconciliation bill. That's important. He also served on the Judiciary Committee, which is now weighing Trump's nomination for attorney. We were just talking about this. Attorney General Todd Blanche. Several South Carolina Republicans have indicated an interest in running a full term, including Reps Nancy Mace and Ralph Norman. So it sounds like a whole bunch of things could still be happening, and which is why they appointed sister so she could continue to, you know, keep the party rolling. They want to keep the party rolling. Don't go anywhere. Shannon, what you got? You got something you want to say before we go to this break?
No, I just want to make sure everybody is following us on Facebook. Like I said earlier, we are The Lunch Break on Facebook. Follow us, get involved, join the conversation. Give us a call, 833-212-1017. And make sure you join the chat on YouTube. We live, baby.
Don't go anywhere. Good afternoon, y'all. Welcome back to The Lunch Break on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Get ready. 101.7 The Truth Family Fest is back. Join us Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School for free back-to-school resources, live entertainment, family activities, and community fun. Vendors and sponsors can receive a spot by visiting truthfamilyfest.com. That is truthfamilyfest.com. Or you can email Sierra Brown at milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's Sierra Brown, Sierra.Brown, Brown, at milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Proudly sponsored by Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, and Ascension. Looking forward to seeing y'all at the Family Fest, man.
Man, I can't wait.
At the greatest.
My only request is cotton candy machines. Free cotton candy for all. I love some cotton candy, man.
Man, I have
that's my only request.
Anita had to tap out early. Thank you for joining us, Anita. We appreciate you. But hit that like button in the YouTube chat, please. If you're on YouTube, we got, what, 2 likes? And I'm one of them. Aww. So can y'all do that, please, real quick?
I'll go like
it. If you don't mind. You know what I mean? Hit that. It's 7 of them. I'm sorry. I needed to refresh.
Ooh, I needed to refresh.
Refresh that. Yeah. Make sure y'all like and subscribe thing. For us. Yeah. Y'all see us? Get them
appreciate
likes.
It, man. We just trying to get our numbers up, man. Please.
Just trying to make it.
Like, That was actually my favorite. That was my wedding song, Shannon.
Really?
Shawty. Because all I had was a dollar in the dream. I was like, as we go.
I know that.
And we took it to the top, baby. Nigga made bow. Pause. I mean, I'm scared.
Hey.
I'm getting too. I'm getting, take it and go crazy. Chill out. See?
My bad.
Just got to make it. Yeah, but that was my wedding song, Shannon.
I know that's right.
Man, what else you got for us, Shannon? What you got for us? We got about 8 more minutes before we wrap up, man. It's been a good show. We had a good time today.
It's been a good show, man.
We had a
to
good
recap
time
the today. Show, starting from the top.
Yeah, give us the recap, Shannon, of what was on the menu today.
To recap this show, man, we started off with making sure y'all don't leave y'all dogs and y'all cheering in these cars because it is hot. Make sure y'all stay hydrated. It is hot, all right?
Right?
Stay hydrated. Don't only drink when you thirsty. Drink some water right now. Rinse that Henny out your system. Get hydrated. Cool yourselves down. And you know what? The heat, look, I was supposed to be recapping the show, but I got some advice for y'all. This heat be making people irritated. Stay cool, man. Keep a cool booty, man. Drink some water. Chill out. Take a second to think before y'all act. I know it's all hot. You're sticky. You ain't took a shower yet. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Look, the kids bothering you. Everybody doing the most. Calm down, y'all. Think before y'all act. It's hot. Everybody feeling irritable.
Speaking of cool booties.
Give everybody some grace, man.
Bro, what?
What?
Where are we going with this, Ray?
Ray, you out of your damn mind.
You gotta finish that sentence, right? What are we talking about?
Oh my God, dog. Zach, you know exactly. You know exactly. Nah, this sound even crazy. Zach, like, don't include me in this. You saw what Shannon posted. Shannon, hold on. Shannon said, if y'all follow Shannon, she said she discovered a few things that she was like, she said she didn't know if she was grinding her teeth. She woke up.
Oh, we talking about it.
Yeah. You see
I woke up with jaw pain. I know where you're
there
going
you go.
With
All
this.
Right, Shannon,
I woke
please
up with
explain.
Jaw pain.
Tell your story.
And I
tell
live
your
in my
truth.
Home. This is my truth. I woke up with jaw pain. And I was like, hold on now.
I got to
I know I ain't did
face.
Nothing. I live alone. So I was like, either I grind my teeth in my sleep or I got a freaking ghost around here. Something's going on. But then, look, I was scared. I thought it was some scary movie stuff going on. But somebody DM'd me and said that you also can cause some tension in your joints and your jaw being one of them. And it can cause jaw pain. That is what happened. Thank you for listening to the truth. That's my truth.
Hey, man.
Swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed up?
Clearly the ghost. Hey, what I said, Shannon. I said somebody that didn't survive the program came back to collect.
The ghost of programs passed.
The ghost of programs passed. It came back to spit on you like Manana got spit on. Hey, man, try to tell the people where they can find us, man.
Hey, this might be our last episode, but why y'all got us? Come find us. We on a lunch break on Facebook. Make sure y'all join the conversation there. Make sure you guys call and stay locked into the Truth 1017. join the chat on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, text that line, all right? And make sure you guys stay tuned. We got Manon next, man. We got Manon in the grapevine.
Manon gonna pick some grapes. Jazzy gonna keep us tapped in. Finish the recap, Shannon.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's where we'll start. We started with the heat. Stay cool, everybody. It's hot outside. Don't buy pardons because it's kind of illegal and they might just scam you. Them the real scammers out there. Try not to buy. If you got $600,000 spare dollars,
spend that.
Don't use it to buy a pardon. And make sure y'all come to Family Fest. Right? Is that a good recap? I think that's a good recap.
That's a great recap.
Don't forget about the droppers.
Oh yeah, don't forget about the droppers and the boppers. Damn, that was crazy. You know what? Take us home, Zach, before we get... Thank you all for tuning in.
We might not see y'all tomorrow, but thanks for rocking with us.
We thank y'all for tuning in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray, Nitty, and maybe Shannon. This was the lunch break. We had an amazing time. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Bring a friend. Don't forget, like she said, hit the YouTube page, hit the Facebook page. I'm going to be giving away. Shannon is going to be giving away. This has not had nothing to do with the truth, so don't hold them accountable. We're going to be giving away two $50 gas cards for the folks, for two winners that join our Facebook page. Two $50 gas cards for folks that join our Facebook page so we can get the numbers up and keep promoting the show. Don't go anywhere. Manon the Nine is up next with the grapevine.
My name? Cheers.